The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and WSBR in Lee 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is here operating the board always. We were talking about the Wreath Art Auction, I believe, on the last episode of this, and it was an amazing success. December 6th, it took place at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, and we raised more than $5,000.
Yes.
Oh, it was just, it was, the energy was great. And that all goes for the food pantry. We dropped it all off to the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry, which is the largest food pantry in Berkshire County. And they distribute meals and food to almost 2,000 families every month. So wow. We're grateful for them, and we're grateful to help in any way that we can. And Bev made some wreaths, and Lynn Arsenault, who's also a part of the WTBR family, she made a wreath, and was just, the Springside Greenhouse group came out as they always do, and the wreaths were amazing. We had great energy and bitters. Yeah. Bev, I'm glad you could come and see them all on the walls.
Oh, they were gorgeous.
Yes, yes. So that was a wonderful way for our office to kind of end the season with that much energy and that much giving. Over $5,000 to the Pittsfield Community Food Pantry. Yeehaw. So thank you, Pittsfield and beyond, for all that you did for that. We are recording this, and this will be the last show of 2025, which is kind of just mind-blowing that 2025 is coming to a close.
Was it fast, or is it just my imagination?
Every year seems fast to me, and I kept thinking it was 2024 when I was talking about this year, and so I'm glad to realize it was 2025, and we're going into 2026, because that's also crazy. We were grateful, again, to have a wonderful year of art and culture in the city of Pittsfield between the 10 by 10 Festival in February, and then the season of First Fridays at 5 in collaboration with Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. in the city of Pittsfield. Those went May through September, and they were a hit in downtown Pittsfield on North Street. We closed off two blocks of North Street, and we'll be doing that again. And then all of the wonderful shows at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. We're grateful to have that city-owned art gallery in Pittsfield and bring all of the magic into those shows. We had an off-the-street show with mural artists. Then we had BAA's fellowship show. We had the Irish Sister City show in March. Then we had art in our schools with the Pittsfield Public Schools and Pittsfield High School's AP Showcase. Then we had a Jay Tobin show featuring J.J. Tobin, the wonderful artist in Pittsfield. And then CATA, Community Access to the Arts, came in for their 2 months, which they will do again this summer. And then Berkshire Art Center had another wonderful show called Unfinished. And we also featured the artists of the Lichtenstein, which we like to do every year, called Out of the Studio, where they all come out of their studio and hang their art on the walls of the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. So grateful to have another wonderful year at the Lichtenstein of all the art being hung and exhibited and showing off to the community. We're thankful. Kitty Lichtenstein donated that building in the 80s to the city of Pittsfield, and it's still shining bright. I think she would be very proud of all that we do in that space as a part of the city of Pittsfield Office of Cultural Development. So that's a wonderful thing. The biggest thing, I was thinking about 2025 and all that happened, and the biggest thing that I can think of that this office has done in years happened this year. It was the establishment and the publication of the Pittsfield Cultural Plan. We worked with the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. Wiley Goodman and I worked hard together to do this. It was over the course of 18 to 24 months that we gathered all of the cultural organizations in Pittsfield and beyond to talk about what was working in Pittsfield and what is not working in Pittsfield. So we established some goals. And this was because we got a grant from the NEA. So thank you to the National Endowment for the Arts. And this plan, for those that are interested, is on lovepittsfield.com. You can go to the section that says Pittsfield Cultural Plan. So I wanted to just tell people, we've been talking about this on and off for months, I feel like. We had some people on to talk about it. We talked about it when it was in the works and now when it was published. So the table of contents includes an executive summary, mission statement, and then it goes into the goals of the plan. And there are many acknowledgments, as you can imagine. But the executive summary, I'm going to read some of this just to let people know what the cultural plan is for the city of Pittsfield. The City of Pittsfield, in partnership with Berkshire's Tomorrow, the nonprofit arm of Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, is pleased to present the city's first ever cultural plan. Funded by an Our Town grant from the NEA, the cultural plan calls attention to the central role of the arts and culture play in Pittsfield's identity. It also offers recommendations for how the city and its partners can use the arts to restore a sense of civic pride and support residents, businesses, social service organizations, and religious institutions. Work on the cultural plan began in September 2023, and it continues today. So there was a year-plus long process of discussions, surveys, research. All of the people that I mentioned in previous episodes, the cultural organizations like Berkshire Theater Group, Barrington Stage Company, Hancock Shaker Village, Berkshire Music School, Berkshire Museum, and the business organizations, and then the community. We did get the community involved through events like First Fridays at 5 and Pittsfield Farmers Markets, where we did surveys and we had them create a piece of art that hangs on the rail trail in Pittsfield. So the cultural plan's mission is threefold. One, restore civic pride by fostering a diverse arts and culture landscape in which all feel welcome and included. Two, nurture residents' individual and collective ability to express themselves creatively. And three, recognize and support artists and arts organizations as resources that enhance the community socially, emotionally, and economically. So this is very much what we figured out from the community and the cultural organizations that were sitting around the table at all of those meetings that we held. The city believes creativity is essential to the human spirit, and everyone has a basic need and right to access and enjoy the arts. So, isn't that, I mean, so far, we're very grateful. Wiley Goodman with the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission wrote this with all of our input, but she was the writer behind this, which is awesome. We're grateful that she was there to write it personally, I will say, because we were there to put all of our input. We did so many sessions with post-it notes and input and, you know, all of what are we doing? What are we what needs to be done? So that was very good. And now I was going to get to the goals, because what we're doing in 2026 is we really want to take the goals that are easily executable and execute them, because okay, why not? If they're, and then we want to work around the ones that are harder and make a plan more difficult to execute and make a plan of how we're going to do that. So that is the 2026 plan. And I'm going to go over some of these goals. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. And we are talking about the biggest project that we did out of this office in 2025, which was the Pittsfield Cultural Plan. We went over kind of what the plan is, and now there are conclusions and goals associated with this plan that we do hope to begin to execute in 2026. Goal one, increase the accessibility, affordability, and welcoming nature of arts and culture for all. Isn't that amazing? Some of this involves just spreading the word about things that are already in existence. There are things happening in the cultural world of Pittsfield and Berkshire County that we want everyone to know about, including better promoting the availability of EBT's Card to Culture program. It's free cultural passes at the library by partnering with the Department of Transition Assistance and nonprofits, social service agencies, faith-based organizations, and the public school system to promote these available Card to Cultures and free cultural passes. These are already happening, and we got the sense from all of these meetings and all of this survey and all of this research that not enough people know that they're happening. So we want to spread the word. You can go to the Pittsfield Library and check out a pass to Massmoca, pass to the Clark, a pass to the Norman Rockwell Museum, a pass to Hancock Shaker Village for
That's
free.
Interesting.
So you don't have to spend the admission to get into those museums because there are, with a library card, you can get it for free. And the library card is also free. So it's things like that that are already happening that just need to be more marketing. There just needs to be more education and marketing around what's already happening. So that is one of the goals. Build awareness among medical providers of art pharmacy, so they can prescribe arts to clients. So this is happening in Massachusetts, and I believe there's more than just us that are spreading the word to doctors and providers and our organizations in the Berkshires about this, where you can go to the doctor and you can get a prescription for two tickets to Barrington Stage Show, or you can get a prescription to go to Hancock Shaker Village. That is, it's called Art Pharmacy, and it's just amazing and mind-blowing. And we are really close. We're working with some organizations to do kind of a listening session about this, because we want to build awareness within the medical community that this is available and within the art and cultural community that this is available, because there's funding. So the art and cultural organizations are not out any money. They get paid from the art pharmacy program for these tickets and admission prices. And then the providers are the ones that prescribe those.
Isn't that? I think that's wonderful.
I think it's also wonderful. It's just, and it's in existence around Massachusetts. So we got to make it happen and make it more aware. Goal two, support multimodal ways for people to reach cultural experiences through walking, biking, public transit, and car. This was very evident that transportation, no matter what kind of meeting we're in, transportation always comes up in Berkshire County and how difficult it is for some people to get around. So part of this goal is encourage participation in volunteer neighborhood run free and low cost walkable arts events such as Art Week Berkshires. Continue to promote the map of public art in downtown Pittsfield, now available on the Love Pittsfield website. Expand the BRTA program that allows service by request to Bosque and Hancock Shaker Village and other cultural sites.
Cool.
Pilot with Rainbow Cab or an on-demand service, or reduce there and back share a cab concept. So all of these are some of these things are in existence in some way, shape, or form, and we just need to expand them or, again, raise the awareness. We really are trying to raise the awareness of what is going on and make more people aware that it's available for everyone to use.
Which is why this show is so great.
That's right. We're trying to spread the word through radio also to make more people aware of this. Goal three, create cultural branding through collaborative wayfinding signage and marketing that helps people better locate and enjoy arts and cultural organizations. Again, feels like we're preaching to the choir here, but it is also about the signage. There are people we in Pittsfield almost every day know exactly where everything is, but you have to go into Pittsfield as a visitor and say, oh, I really wouldn't know where to park if I was going to the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, or, oh, I didn't know parking was free after 4 o'clock. Oh, it's free on the weekend. So all of those kinds of things we're working with the city and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and Transformative Development Initiative, the Mass Development Program that's in Pittsfield for another year, to create branding and signage that will help visitors.
That's big.
That is big. And it's so obvious, but it's hard to execute, but it is happening. It is happening in Pittsfield. So that's interesting also. The second conclusion is to nurture and support individual and collective creative expression. For example, expanding the arts integration within public schools and social service organizations to benefit youth, our future creators. Provide opportunities for neighborhood-based creative expressions. For example, stage shows in neighborhood-based public spaces to reach audiences in places requiring little to no transportation. Again, that transportation comes up again. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is huge. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. And we're talking about the biggest initiative that happened out of our office for 2025, which was the establishment of the first ever Pittsfield Cultural Plan. So we're kind of just going over that plan, the executive summary, and some of the goals in 2026 that we hope to start to execute with the cultural partners that were a part of creating the plan. For sure. We were going over the nurture and support individual and collective creative expressions. Recognize and support artists and arts organizations as resources that enhance the community socially, emotionally, and economically. For example, help Berkshire artists and arts organizations increase the range of ways they earn income to ensure their sustainability. You know, we are really, really adamant about paying artists when they do work for our office and other offices or other organizations in Pittsfield, like muralists or artists that do other projects for us. So this is going under that same logic and same strategy. Recruit more artists and physicians to participate in art pharmacy to prescribe the arts to students, which we just talked about. Arts pharmacy is when you go to the doctor and get prescribed culture or art. So you would get, for example, 2 tickets to go to a Barrington stage show as a prescription. It's called Art Pharmacy, and it exists in Massachusetts, and we are trying to expand it to make it more accessible and happening in Berkshire County. We are hosting a listening session in the first quarter of 2026 to really make that happen and make the medical providers aware of it, but also the cultural organizations, because there is funding from Art Pharmacy to make this happen. Support artists to find and secure affordable live, work, and performance spaces. This is another goal that's constant in the back of our minds. Living spaces for artists, not just working studios, but work live spaces for artists. And I think there are some great property owners and property management companies in Pittsfield that would be up for this. And housing and transportation always comes up in the city of Pittsfield for issues. So this is, again, another reason to make those definitely executable goals for the cultural plan. This cultural plan, for those that are more interested in it, is on lovepittsfield.com. There's a whole section. It's called the Pittsfield Cultural Plan. You can go down and click Pittsfield Cultural Plan. You can read the executive summary. You can read the entire plan. It's also in Spanish. So a big kudos again to Wiley Goodman and the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission for spearheading this with the NEA grant that we received. And it was a big, big project, but we're happy that we got all of the cultural organizations together to become a part of it and do it. And you can read the whole plan on lovepittsfield.com. Also, lovepittsfield.com is the place to go for all of the events happening throughout the rest of December and through January. A Christmas story is being shown for $1 at the Beacon on North Street. So check that out. Go to the Beacon and get your tickets for that. It's isn't that just such a classic movie? Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. There's some karaoke events. There's beer and carols at the Zion Lutheran Church. There's concerts. Of course, the Festival of Trees is still happening at Hancock Shaker Village. Lots of stuff going on at Wander. There's some pop-up events. Dottie's is doing a 20 Days of Christmas special every day. Special prices on coffee or adding pastries if you buy this. So follow them on social media for more on that. We have so much on lovepittsfield.com. There's Christmas music bingo, competitive puzzling night, Christmas Eve dance party at Methuselah. Lots and lots of events. Lovepittsfield.com is the place to go for events of all kinds at all times of year, but especially this time of year,
right,
for sure. I didn't set a timer. Where are we?
21 minutes.
Okay. So what I think we're going to do for the last few minutes of the show is just play some holiday music and then wish everyone a happy holiday season. And thank you so much for all that all of you do for the art and culture of Pittsfield throughout the year, but especially this time of year, we're very grateful for everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board. We are wishing everyone a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year for 2026. Bring it on, we say. Bring it on, right? Happy holidays, everyone.
tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Christmas tree has